Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. Ever wonder what it's like for someone not to be moved by music? No foot tapping to a good tune, or jumping along to the beat at a concert, or singing aloud in the car to your favourite song. Music has the power to transport us and ignite something in us. It even can make the hairs on your arms stand on end. This episode is called Thank You for the Music. Story 1.
I recently saw a story covered on BBC News about an 80-year-old called Paul Harvey. A former music teacher who now has dementia, he is an example of how musical ability can survive memory loss. Paul's son gave his dad a challenge to compose a piece of music from just 4 notes. It had been an old party trick of his father's, and he would improvise a song. Although diagnosed with dementia, he has continued to be able to play piano pieces from memory and create new ones. The composition was filmed by his son, put up on Twitter, and it went viral. The brilliant performance was aired on Radio 4's Broadcasting House for World Alzheimer's Day, and this led to the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra getting involved to orchestrate and play his piece, a great honour. Not only that, but the song was released as a single, and it sped to the top of the iTunes and Amazon charts, with proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Society and Music for Dementia. Not many 80-year-olds can boast at having a top single. Music can help relieve depression, anxiety, and other problems associated with dementia. Even those in the most severe stages of the disease who cannot speak or dress themselves can still improvise music. Needless to say, it is very moving to watch the clip, and it reminds us of the healing power of music.
Story 2. People love to sing, whether you are a budding soprano or tone deaf. In fact, there's solid scientific evidence to prove that singing is, in fact, good for your body and your mind. Here are just some of the benefits of singing.
1. Singing is a natural antidepressant.
Singing has been shown to be a joyful and uplifting experience. It generates a sense of positivity, happiness and enjoyment, and helps distract people from any negative thoughts and feelings.
2. Singing lowers stress levels.
Making music in any form is relaxing. Singing releases stored muscle tension and decreases the level of a stress hormone in your bloodstream.
3. Singing stimulates the immune response.
There's evidence that singing boosts the immune system and helps fight off illnesses.
4. It may improve snoring.
Regular singing may change the way you breathe, even when you're not singing. Researchers found that significantly fewer choir members snored. This led them to recommend regular singing as a potential treatment for snoring.
5. And improves lung function.
Because singing involves deep breathing and the controlled use of muscles in the respiratory system, it may be beneficial for certain lung and breathing conditions.
6. Finally, it develops a sense of belonging and connection.
When you sing together with others, you're likely to feel the same kind of camaraderie and bonding that players on sports teams experience. So, what are you waiting for? Stick on your favourite song and sing it loud and proud. Story 3. Everyone loves music, right? Wrong. For roughly 3-5% of the world's population, listening to a song is halfway between boring and distracting. This is a phenomena called musical anhedonia. Although these people may be capable of experiencing pleasure in other ways, they don't enjoy music.
Research shows that the vast majority of people who enjoy music show an increase in heart rate or skin conductance, where a person's skin temporarily becomes a conductor of electricity in response to something they find stimulating. Musical anhedonics, however, show no such physical change to music. Recently, an experiment at the University of Barcelona identified people who didn't listen to music as a hobby and then tested them with numerous different pieces of music. One of the pieces included John Williams' heartfelt score to Schindler's List, and the other Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Those affected showed no changes during the music, however, they were able to identify what they thought they should be feeling. A recent study took those findings a step further by studying responses in the brain to music, and found that the listening and reward parts of the brain simply didn't interact in response to music for anhedonics. Still seems strange to you? Well, the findings have helped musical anhedonics within their social circles. Now they have scientific proof that music really does nothing for them and can get their well-meaning family and friends to stop sending them songs.
This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.